Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. This program is here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and then with the repeat this afternoon about 6 o'clock here on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country, here right here in Salina, Tennessee, in the historic Clay County Courthouse. And we really enjoy this air that we have with you every Thursday morning, and we'd like to thank all of our sponsors that make this possible. And let's see, we've got a birthday cake to give away here in a little bit. I think we've got about 12 names on here today. We've got quite a few, so the odds are a little bit heavier in favor of getting a cake today, but we'll be giving one away here toward the end of the program, and we'll be reading the list of the names off about halfway through the show. I know Mayor Dale Reagan is scheduled to be up here in just a few minutes. He hadn't made it in yet. I think he had one of his staff members had a family member to pass away, and he's kind of manning the office just about by himself this morning, but he said he'd close down a few minutes and come up and talk to us a little bit about the county court meeting that took place this last Monday night, I believe it was. And then also we've got Alan King from the Highway 52 Volunteer Fire Department coming in to talk about, I think, maybe an event or two they've got coming up here in just a little bit. And, of course, Alan and I are both big car show fans, so we might wander off on something there here in a few minutes also. But I guess right now we could take a little short break, and hopefully Mayor Reagan will be here in a few minutes. If he doesn't, I may have to ad-lib a little bit here for a few minutes. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive the ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan just came flying in here. He may have had to stop and get a speeding ticket or something on the way up here, but I know the county commission met on Monday night. Sometimes I can keep these nights straight. I think the school board meets on a Thursday night, and you guys on a Monday night, and then you got budget meeting, committee meetings on all different nights, but the official meeting is on a Monday night, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, and this time of the year, you're working with budgets and stuff, and sometimes we have to postpone meetings, move them around a little bit, you know, to make everything, you know, work out. But thank you, Thomas. Thank you again for the opportunity to get to be here this morning.
Okay, and I know that you're a little short-handed this morning, but Billy taken over as county mayor here for the next little bit?
He is. We got a good staff, and I appreciate all the employees of the county. They work hard, and they were good. Good job, but we had Lisa, one of my girls, and I call them my girls because they are, and I mean, I love them to death, and her and Donna, she lost her grandmother, and her condolences goes out to that family.
And like I said, Billy, he kind of silently creeps around and does things. He probably could run this whole county if he had to, at least for a week, couldn't he?
He knows as much about it as anybody. I mean, Billy is, has been here for several years, and him and Tracy is my right hands, that's for sure, and they certainly do a good job, and I appreciate both of them.
And for anyone that doesn't know, if you've seen the little photograph posters been passed around here, I guess, for about 30 years here in Clay County with little boy whittling in the courthouse, and that's Billy.
It's Billy.
A year or two ago.
Yeah.
I don't know whether a lot of folks knew that or not, but I think Rick Buford took that picture. I guess it's been more than 30 years ago when he took that picture.
I think Billy told me that it was right after he got out of high school. He's up here, you know, and he started helping with Charles Jennings, I believe, was one of the maintenance guys here, and so... if you need to know anything about any of the county buildings and stuff, it's kind of a lot like Gene Bowles, bless his heart. We lost him last week, and certainly want to continue to. Our prayers goes out to that family as well. But Gene had been in the school system for many years, and he knows the ups and downs about all the school buildings and stuff. Well, Billy's about like that about a county building.
Well, I guess Gene was the walking architectural map of all of the school buildings in the whole county, because back in the day when they didn't make drawings out and write things down, Gene knew where they were at. When you started digging, looking for something, he could tell you pretty well where to go stick the backhoe in the ground to find what you wanted to find. And a great philosopher, a great friend. Some of the statements, some of the things he said over the years that kind of stick with you, but I know... Gene will be missed here in the community.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He was an icon, that's for sure, and we certainly want to continue to remember that family. As you mentioned, the county court did meet on Monday night, and it was moved up due to the fact that Memorial Day holiday hit for planning, and they moved planning up to the first Monday night, so we had to move the commissions out to the 20th. And the reason they do that sometimes is for during budget season to give adequate time for some of the departments that hadn't got their budgets to us and stuff. So they had a commission meeting on Monday night, and the planning for June has been canceled, which would be next Monday night, and which they ain't going to have anything to discuss on that. So they've canceled that, and... So it gets a little confusing sometimes, but we hope that the public will just bear with us, and we'll try to get all the business conducted as we're supposed to do and as necessary.
Okay. What did we have going on at the meeting the other night?
Okay. We had, for the June county court meeting, is usually wrapping up the end of the fiscal year. and you tie up a lot of loose ends, and we have a lot of budget amendments and stuff. And what that simply means is sometimes, you know, Donna, a lot of departments will run maybe a little bit short in one line item and have some in more in another one, and you have to move some of that money around. But we can't just do that on our own. We have to go before the county commission, and they have to look at it and approve it, and that's what we call amendments. And so we amend the budget of each department as they need it, and we can only do that by the permission of the county commission. And so we had 15 of those on the agenda for Monday night, and it was kind of a lengthy meeting. Not all of them was budget amendments, but the majority of them was. We had one of the resolutions was to approve the appointment of our county EMA director, which is Ms. Natalie Boone. And Natalie has done an outstanding job and still doing an outstanding job, and I appreciate her so much because she goes above and beyond whenever we have any kind of a disaster, and God forbid we ever have any more of those like 2010. But Natalie works real good with all the emergency services.
Is that a mandatory position?
It is.
I thought it was back, I don't know how many years ago, quite a few years ago.
Yeah, the state passed legislation that you had to have, you know, it's left up to the county, the local board, the county commission to appoint that person. And, of course, off the recommendation of the county mayor. But they're the ones that has to appoint them and approve them. And they set the salary for that position as well.
Okay. Clear that little tad up there.
And also we had a couple of reappointments to the library. Our library out here, we got an outstanding library. If you've never had the opportunity to be out there, I encourage you to do that. We're trying our very best to improve as we go along. And just about everything that we do, we have to take baby steps. And so we've improved the lighting. We improved the I hope the HVAC is working okay right now. We've put a new unit in out there this past year. The Lord blessed us that we was able to do that. And but I encourage everybody to go out. I know the library board is working real hard about trying to come up with some funding to help maybe in the future to add on to the library and make it a little bit bigger and more accommodating to the public.
A little crowded there, isn't it?
It does get crowded from time to time, but they do a good job. Judith and all of them out there does a good job, and I appreciate them, Lois and Miss Ruth and them. I appreciate them very much. So we do some reappointments to that, the library board, and also to the regional library board. So there's two different things that you have to, two different groups, I guess, what you might say. I mean, and Miss Lillian White, that passed away a few months ago, was big in helping set up some of the regional library boards, and so she worked hard on that. So we had that, and we also, one of the resolutions that I wanted to mention, Thomas, if you stop me when you get ready, because we had a resolution, a budget amendment, and I think the Sheriff Boone was here at your last, maybe last week. And discussion was made about we had to put a door in the jail down there, another back there in the cell area. And one of those resolutions of a budget amendment was to pay for that door. And it was in the neighborhood around $9,000, just a little less than $10,000 to get that door put in and everything. So very expensive. It's very expensive, you know, whenever you're doing anything around the jail or anything like that. But they do a good job for what they got to do with.
Okay, let's take a little short break here now, and we'll come back and continue with the proceedings of last Monday night's County Commission meeting. But right now, let's take a little short break and get in a few words from our sponsors, these great sponsors that make this show possible every Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And if you're listening and you think your neighbors might want to listen to us, get on the phone while we're on break and tell them to tune their radio in to 101.5. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, in addition to our sponsors, we want to remind everyone that this program is also made possible through efforts of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and the three-star program right here in Salina. So we want to make sure that we give them a heads up that, that they're a big part of this program also. Well, Mayor, we were right in the middle of the court meeting.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And we had six notaries that was recognized and approved. And in the motions, we had three motions, a motion to approve our planning minutes. And also we had Dr. Doug Young, which is the chairman of our audit committee. And he gave a update report to the commission. They have had a couple of meetings, and he gave an update on that, and a motion to approve the election administrator's salary schedule. This is something that that has been recommended by audit that we needed to do, and it's been in place for several years, but they just had to go back before the commission and approve that. So that was three of the motions that was done. And that, like I said, you know, we had a lot of resolutions to budget amendments, and but those, the ones that I mentioned was the approval of the EMA director and a couple of reappointments to the library, and then that one I wanted to mention about the, I know the sheriff had talked about the cost of that that door and everything, it came up, and so we, the county commission approved it as well. Also, if I might, getting back to a while ago, we was talking a little bit about scheduling meetings and times and stuff. We have got some meetings that are upcoming that I want to mention. And one of the things is I know just about everybody around the area here, and especially in the west end of the county, has been very concerned with is the proposed landfill issue that's being talked about. And we have got a meeting, a hearing. The commission voted and agreed the other night to set a hearing on July, and I hope I get this right. I brought my thing up here that's going to go to the paper, and I want to make sure I get it right. The public hearing is to be held Thursday, July the 14th, 2016, at 6:30 p.m. at the Clay County Government Complex. That's down there, the community center, which will be in the courtroom. At 6:30, so we want to get that out to everyone and encourage all the people to come out to that. And that is the proposed hearing of the proposed landfill that Mr. Smith, David Smith, has brought up and made a request. And so they will have that hearing, and that'll be on Thursday night. So gives the public the opportunity to come and also the commissioners as well to go over some more stuff and listen to Mr. Smith about, you know, his proposed site.
So any interested citizen in Clay County that's interested in the landfill, either pro-con or whatever, needs to come out and listen and get all the facts they can before the commission makes a decision, don't they?
They do. And the commission will be voting on that in August. I think August the 1st is what the time is set for them to vote on, giving permission for Mr. Smith to go forward. And when they do that, then he has to start working with TDEC, with the Department of Environmental. And it's a long process, a long, drawn-out process. So, I mean, that just gives him the permission to go forward. That don't mean that the county commission issues the permit for that. The state is the one that does that. So, but the county commission is the one that gives him permission to go forward with it. Also, with that being said, we had another citizen that was interested in putting in a request for a proposed site out in the same area, and that's Mr. Mark Carlisle. So he made a request, and he's got a meeting, a public meeting. What Mr. Smith will have will be a hearing. What the county commission wants to do, they want to be fair to everybody is when it comes to that, and anyone has the right to do that. His public meeting will be on the 25th of July, I think I'm right about that, and we'll also have that posted in the paper as well, and that'll be immediately following the planning meeting on July the 25th.
Okay, how many years has the present landfill been in operation here?
I'm thinking they're telling me at one of the meetings that we had, I think around 23 years, something like that, I think. I stand to be corrected on that because I may be wrong about that, but around 20 years.
And I've got a feeling from the time that this one was passed until now, there's probably a stack of regulations about a foot tall that have changed and been passed with all the fresh water, the fresh air, the runoff.
There's a lot. I mean, I know that Mr. Carlisle had mentioned the other night down at the advisory board meeting of the Solid Waste Department that TDEC had sent him out because he got in touch with them to start the process of what you got to do. And he said that they'd send him a stack of papers, probably, 2 to 3 inches deep, and that he had to start going through. So, and there's just a process. It's a process that according to the Jackson Law, and the county is under the Jackson Law, and we have a process that we have to go through too as well.
Kind of different than it was in the old days back when people took their trash up on the old Walker Hill and dumped it off the side of the road.
I don't think anybody wants to see that happen anymore. But I know we have concerned citizens, and I don't blame them a bit.
Absolutely not. Anything we do that way needs to be environmentally sound and, of course, financially sound to make sure that it can be operated correctly. And I know then it takes a lot of observation by the State Department to come in and check these things that I'm sure they, at times of year, they may have someone on site basically about every day checking everything that goes on in those things.
I'm sure they will. And this is a process from the start to the finish. They tell me anywhere from 2.5-3 years process before you could ever even start, putting the first garbage bag in it. Yeah. So, I mean, it takes a long time. And also, the county commission meeting for July has been moved out to the 11th due to the fact that the 4th of July, the 4th falls on Monday. And so they moved it out to the 11th. So July the 11th will be the next county commission meeting night. Now they'll have a planning on the 25th of July, and but their next county court meeting will be July the 11th. So we'll run that in the paper too as well to try to keep everybody informed about it. And anytime that anyone has any questions about when the county commission meets, any of the planning meetings or budget meetings that are forthcoming, please don't hesitate to call the office down there, and we'll certainly try to give you the information as we have it.
Okay, let's take another little short break here and catch our breath a minute, and we'll be back just in a second. We'll continue with Mayor Reagan and the update on the commission meeting the other night. But right now, let's take a little short break and get some words in from our sponsors here.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here in the corner room here at the Clay County Corner. We had the air conditioning on this morning. It's still pretty comfortable in here this morning.
It is.
We had to turn the air off, though. It was either a choice between the air conditioning or hearing us. I don't know. Some of y'all probably voted to keep the air on if you'd have been here, but we had to turn it down a little bit, but it's staying pretty comfortable in here. And I guess this would probably be a good time to remind folks about the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill folks out there that give away a birthday cake every Thursday morning here. And we'll remind you that 243-5574 is the magic number. That'll get your name on the list for a free birthday anniversary cake. And you will receive an answer from a machine, and it'll tell you to speak slowly and clearly, and don't get in too big a hurry to say your first word. Give it a few seconds, and then it also might be a good idea to mention the name of the person celebrating twice. So hopefully we don't miss anyone. Sometimes it's hard to understand the first name, or, some folks just don't like speaking into those things, and they get a little nervous when they think they're being recorded. But we don't use it for anything but the birthday and anniversary club. So speak slowly, clearly, and we'll get your name on here. And we will give away a cake to one of these 12 people here about just a little bit before closing time on the show today. This past week, celebrating birthdays, we have Joyce Holman, Taylor Strong. Taylor was called in by her grandfather, Jerry W. Fox, who also called on his own birthday. But I'd like to also wish David Wilkerson a happy birthday. Now, David probably won't hear this. He's probably out in the truck up in Canada or somewhere or another right now, but hopefully some of the family will be listening. And if he does happen to win the cake, let him know. And also Jetty Mabry, James Moss, Savannah Short, who will be seven, I believe it's, and this is from her family that called in. Actually, I think two or three of the family members called in on this one. and also Angie Smith and Amy Dodson. Members of her family called in to wish her happy birthday this past week. And Calvin Smith's mom and dad called in to wish him a happy birthday. So we'll join in that and wish him a happy birthday.
Excellent.
And the last name on this one I'm not real sure on, but I think it's Ariana Seaton from her mother and father, wishing her a happy third birthday. And then the last one we have, Cricket Strong called this one in for his daughter, Paulette, who is celebrating a birthday. So we'd like to wish all of these folks a very happy birthday this past week. And one of y'all will get to eat a great big old birthday cake from the Grill and Chill folks here at the Salina Dairy Queen. And we'll take your name out to the Clay Chamber building. They'll put it on a certificate out there. You might want to keep that certificate and frame it or something to remind you of this great day when you won the birthday cake here on the Clay County corner, coming to you on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. We got to get those things in here every once in a while, let everyone know where we're at and what we're doing, don't we?
Exactly. And I tell you what, well, them cakes would be real good right about now because the temperature out there is hot, but you have to eat it in a hurry, that's for sure.
I'm telling you what,
but they're good.
This warm weather with no breeze to stir in, it gets pretty sticky out there right
now.
It does.
But that's part of it being, you know, in the South.
Like that's what we like about it.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, getting back to the court meeting, and I know we had the controversy with the board and the commission at odds in the fall about the budget, and I know the commission had voted to make some changes to the board, and then also I think the state legislature has had some stuff to say about the statewide budget process. I think our little soiree here kind of woke some folks up down that way, said, hey, you know, we've got some mistakes here we need to straighten out so we can, you know, clarify some things that are going on with our county budgets and how they need to be, how they're arrived at and what takes place.
Yeah, of course, everybody pretty much remembers last year that, you know, that the budget took a lot longer than what any of us wanted it to, but it did turn out to be an eventful time. And but Lord be our helper, we got through it. And like you said, Thomas, that initiated some hard looks from the legislatures and the comptroller's office as well to look at some changes.
I think we were getting different answers from different folks, weren't we, down there?
Well, I guess each party was giving us their version and their right answer, but, yeah, we were getting, you know, conflicting information, you know, from different parties, and but it was correct. I mean, you know, each party was doing it correctly. And when you work with the comptroller's office, and they were very good to work with us, I mean, you know, as far as the Department of Finance and then Department of County Audit, they had their rules to go by as well. So, but all in all, they passed some legislation this year that it goes into effect start July 1, that the way that the budget process is going to be handled a little bit different. There's a calendar that has been voted on and been set up by the legislature. That goes into effect January 1. But it also gives a little lead way for the local government to change that calendar if they wish to. Stay within the perimeter of what they've given. But they want to give some lead way there for the local governments. And I think what it boils down to is let the county commission and the school board have an opportunity to sit down at the table together and work these dates out. And that's a good thing. And I think that's in our case, I think that's what's going to happen, that we can agree on the dates and stuff. But that goes into effect January 1. But what will go into effect July 1 is that if we don't get a budget passed by August 31st, by operational law, budgets go into effect. The school will automatically get the same budget that they had the year prior, and that we have to, you know, meet the maintenance of effort. And they can do that. County commission can do that for 3 years in a row if they feel like it's necessary to do that. And I hope that never happens. But if it does in the third year, then they have to increase the maintenance of effort 3%. So we have always, since I've been in office, with the exception to last year, have always, you know, approved the school budget and always gave the school the growth that we have here in the county. Some years we have, you know, pretty good little growth amount. Some years we don't have much at all. Last year, I think the school generated about $16,000 in additional growth. And I'm not for sure this year what it'll be yet because we've not got to that that point yet to figure that out. Ben Rogers, our CTAS representative, is coming up next week to help us, you know, look at that and everything. So, yeah, some legislation was changed, and I guess Clay County was one of the counties that kind of started that initiation by. Representative Kiesman, Senator Beavers were very active in that. I know Representative Kiesman was very, you know, moved by it because, you know, the threatening of closing schools and stuff. And that was one of the things that the legislators and the comptroller's office said, you know, we don't want that to happen. We don't, you know, our kids, and our kids are our future. And, you know,
yes,
and that's, we don't want that to happen. And, so hopefully with this new legislation in place, not only us, but some of the other county, and I talked with some of the other county mayors and executives, and they said that, you know, they've run into the same situation in the past, you know, and one of the members, the assistant to the comptroller's office, he in a meeting, in a roundtable meeting that we had in Nashville in December, he told me, he said, Mayor, there's a lot of counties that have had this, got to the point of where that, you know, kind of a standoff, but one of them said always, you know, blinks and gives in. And I told him, I said, but in our situation, nobody batted an eye. And I mean, we were in dire situation.
So actually, we had a draw on both sides won, maybe.
It did. I think so. I mean, you know, and it was. And when we went to the table to sit down, we wanted... And that was one thing Representative Kiesling wanted, and as well as Senator Beavers and our representatives from our associations, the County Mayor's Association, County Commissioner's Association, and the Tennessee County Services Association were all at the table as well. And they wanted all parties to be represented, and so they got a member from the County School Board Association that was involved in all of this. So all members were there at the table, and I think, you know, that I feel like, you know, that everybody, you know, it'll work out better for everybody in the future. And we can, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to, when you suffer a little bit sometimes before you can get better, and hopefully we're on the path of recuperating.
Okay, and I think we've got one other thing we want to talk about before we let you run back to the office here.
Okay.
In a second, and that is incorrect wording of the
school board members, sure.
On the school board thing. Now, that the resolution that's passed, that's still on the books. It's passed, and now the state legislature have got to correct their mistakes if they made.
They, and that was the decreasing in the number of school board members that several years ago the county commission passed a resolution to increase school board members to 2 per district, which would be 10, and that was done through a private act. It had to go to the legislation, and they passed it, and it went into law. The county commission passed a resolution back last December to downsize that back to 5, and the resolution was worded by our county attorney. And also we had discussion with some of the folks in Nashville about it, and it was sent down to our representatives and our senator, and they carried that bill. They carried it through the House and the Senate, and it passed. It went through. But when it come back to us from the Secretary of State's office after the governor had signed it, the wording was incorrect. And District 1... would elect 1 school board member for a 4-year term at the August election, which is coming up, and then District 4 would elect 1 school board member in the upcoming election for a two-year term. And that was going to leave District 4 2 years there with no representation. You can't do that. And so we contacted them back, and the legislators have done one out of session, so they can't do anything about it. So before it can go, before the bill can actually go into law, it has to come back to the county commission. They have to ratify it. They have to, in other words, they got to vote on it again to make sure. And we can't ratify that because it's incorrect. So that one will just kind of die. But there's been another draft drawn up, and the commission will have to vote on that as well. That'll go back down when they go back into session next year. And hopefully the wording will be done correctly this time. And then all of this will kind of get feathered out. Probably in 2020 is probably when it'll get feathered out. So, the wording was incorrect. So that's the story on that. So when you go to vote for your school board members this election, because you got District 1 and District 4, you'll be voting for two school board members that will serve a four-year term.
Okay, I'm glad we got that cleared up. And Mayor, I know you do need to run back, and appreciate you taking time out.
Well, thank you.
Being here with us, and it's been a great information session again this morning.
It has, and again, Thomas, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity, because we certainly want to keep the people out there informed of the happenings of the county government. And before I leave, I wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July, and God bless everyone to be careful out there.
Okay, and we'll be back just in a minute with our next guest, and we'll wrap up the program here a little bit. Thanks again, Mayor Reagan, for being here with us. And it's always a pleasure to have you here with us to let us know what's going on here in the county government. Thank you.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Coming to you live and in living color here on your radio dial, 101.5. And want to remind everyone that this program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, so tune in and listen to us again if you want to, and tell your neighbors if they haven't heard it the first time to tune in. Mayor Reagan, we've rushed him off and sent him back down to his office where he can reopen and get the county government going again. And while he's gone, we have brought in a representative from the East. Highway 52, yeah. Volunteer Fire Department, which is, of course, over in the east end of the county. We have the fire chief here with us this morning. They, I think they've got a couple of things going on here. I know we've got a fish fry coming up, that, James, that you want to talk a little bit about.
Yeah, we're doing a fish fry. All emergency services across the county have kind of joined together on this one. July 27th, which is this Monday, started at 10:30 in the morning.
June 27th,
I'm sorry.
That's something I would do right there. I'm bad about that.
June 27th, start around 10:30. It's going to be at Salina Fire Department here in town. So anybody can come eat. All the proceeds are going to go to Thomas and Danielle Montgomery. They just lost a baby a couple weeks ago. So all the profits off this are going to go to them for cover medical expenses and whatever expenses they have for incurring due to that. But all the emergency services in the county has kind of chipped in. Doing all the cooking, it's going to be fish fry, so it's going to be fish, hush puppies, french fries, desserts, and I don't think there's no charge, it's really just a donation thing. There's going to be a bucket in there, just walk in, put money in the booth.
And, okay, and I know this family, they had premature twins, and I think one of them was, less developed than the other one, and it's been a struggle for them. And
They were mostly born in March, they were born in November. Stella's lungs never really developed, so she never got the oxygen that she needed. It's been a struggle for the past 6 months for them.
And they're a very young family, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in, Thomas is in his late 20s, Danielle's in her late 20s. He's also chief of Salina Fire Department, too.
And this is taking place?
Monday.
Monday.
10:30.
How to get everyone out and support this? And he said, you know, there's no set charge, but now, everyone knows just about what a good fish dinner is worth, don't they? And if you think it's worth more than someone else charges, it'd be a good time to kick in about double or triple what you think they're worth, and help these folks out, because we know everything would be greatly appreciated. You know, if you've ever been closely associated with a premature birth, and you know the struggle, the hardship, the pain, the agony that all these folks go through, and anything that anyone can do to help them is greatly, greatly appreciated.
Yes.
Okay, and now you folks have got, we were speaking about July, probably why you said July a minute ago. I know that you folks have an annual cruise or ride that you take. It's coming up in July.
Yeah, July 23rd. Motorcycle/car cruise. We do about a 100-mile route. We'll end up back at Mitchell Creek Marina and eat barbecue on the lake. We'll feed everybody barbecue afterwards. I think it's $20 to enter for your vehicle and the driver, and then $10 for the passenger, which that pretty much just covers their meal.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a fun thing for us. Get out, bring the old car. You don't have to be an old car. Be a new car. We don't differentiate. But it's a fun fundraiser. It's kind of something off the wall, different.
Yeah. A little fur for a bicycle ride, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't take a bicycle, but I'd take a motorcycle, definitely.
And, okay, now, on a more serious note, I know right now our rescue squad is not active right now, and I know the fire departments have taken over the part of the duties that the rescue squad did with their extrication equipment when a terrible accident happens or something like that. That I think maybe some of our fire departments here in the county have that capability to take care of that now, don't they?
Yeah, there's four departments in the county that can do extrication. And, you know, the extrication is always running the fire department service side of it. As far as, you know, bigger cities do it themselves, there's no, you know, it's always the fire department's doing it. Of course, that's put an extra burden on some of the guys in the county. You know, a lot of us already had our extrication training, but there's some of the guys that's had to step up and go take the classes, you know, get certified to do extrication on vehicles.
Okay, now, which fire departments have that capability right now?
One's in the county, East 52, Salina Fire Department, Mount Vernon Fire Department, and Herndon Springs Fire Department. There's four in the county right now.
So they pretty well cover the county.
The
response time is not very very great at all, then, is it? I mean,
no.
Unless you're in a real remote area.
Yeah, unless you're really, you know, out somewhere way out where it takes us a few minutes to get there. Of course, now, you know, it's going to take everybody a few minutes to get to the fire trucks to get equipment there, you know, of course. But the county's still covered. which is a good thing.
Yeah, and we need to make sure we have that. I know we had the accident out at Midway, I guess, last week, week before. That was not Midway, but actually I think maybe down maybe toward Brimstone in a very, very remote...
Somewhere in that area.
In a very remote part of the county, and they had had problems exactly locating where things were at, and we talked a little bit about that last week, you know, about... sometimes, you know, our county roads here, sometimes it's hard to navigate some of them and know just exactly where to go.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, road signs are missing. A lot of, you know, something I like to speak on, you know, I like for people to update their addresses on their mailboxes, keep them up to date, fix them where we can see them, especially going down the road. And, you know, when you're doing 60 mile an hour, trying to see a mailbox number or trying to get in that general area, you know, it helps a lot.
You know, folks need to realize that that mailbox number is not just to make sure the postman gets your mail delivered correctly. It's also to make sure that emergency services can find you, either police department, fire department, or whoever.
Whoever.
That's your lifeline, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And, well, maybe you guys need to come up with some kind of project where you, I know you're going to like this, where you have a standardized number that you would recognize and maybe paint it or have it... particular color, so that you know that mailbox belongs to you, and you can read the number. So you need to design you a number.
Best thing I can say, you know, Walmart sells a little green sign, reflective.
Right.
You can see the things a mile away.
Yeah. And it does need to be kind of standardized, doesn't it? Where you know that
it is
easy to see. You know, I know a lot of folks they go out there and they used to take us a little paintbrush and we put us a box number on
there.
Yes,
sir.
And some of us weren't real good with the paintbrush. So, but that is, you know, it is something very, very important that these guys know exactly where they're going and if it's the right place they're going to. Because as Alan knows and all folks in emergency services know that these seconds are a matter of life and death.
Very critical.
Okay, now let's move over to what about car shows? Something going on this summer with car shows? You been going to any?
I've been slacking.
Well,
I haven't gone to, we always go to some, you know, the dedicated ones, but I haven't got to go as many as I'd like to.
And I know your father-in-law has a pretty nice car, and you get to drive it every once in a while. Does he let you drive it every once in a while?
Oh, yeah, I got a key to it.
Oh, well, okay.
I just go get it when I want it.
So he hadn't completely said, no, you got it built for me, now it's mine, get away and leave it alone.
No, he hadn't done that to me.
I know we have quite a few car shows here in and around this area. I guess we can give them a little free commercial. I think Lafayette has got one this weekend for maybe Relay for Life.
Something like that.
And, of course, the big one up in Somerset this weekend coming up. And like I said, you guys have got your rides. We've got the car show coming up here in Clay County for the homecoming days here before long, and I think the Moonshine Days Committee they're thinking about trying to come up with some type of special show during Moonshine Days where we maybe would judge some cars and give away some pretty decent prizes.
That'd be a good thing.
For that, and get some folks in and maybe hold it back up in the old area where it's all went, where it was held years and years ago when we first started, and that's up at Donaldson Park.
I remember that.
A lot of, I think... Mr. Cornell Smith may have basically got that one started, and
I think Moss Fire Department ran that for a while.
But they took over. I think he was a member of the Moss Fire Department, okay. And I believe when I talked to him, he said that maybe they made $100 $100 that first year, and he donated it to the Moss Fire Department and told them since he made that donation, they were responsible for it now. And we had that went on for a number of years. And, of course, like I said, that is the one now that is part of Homecoming Days, kind of developed into that we have out the old high school building now. Traditionally, we've had that one on Saturday morning of Homecoming Days for a number of years. And I know, of course, that's just one of the many things going on here in and around Clay County. I know you guys just finished with a big event up at Horse Creek Boat Dock, and with your catfish tournament.
Yep.
How many pounds of catfish do you guys finally get this year?
We really don't ever weigh them. We weigh the big fish that come in, of course, you know, but the rest of them just gets on the big tub and gets weighed. It's one of them things we don't have time to really weigh them and see what they weigh. There's probably, I know last year there was 150 catfish filleted that ain't cooked that evening.
Well, did you have plenty for everybody to get something to eat?
Oh, yeah. Everybody,
that's the most important
that's
thing.
That's the important part, yeah.
Who had the biggest catfish this year?
Megan Copas, I'm pretty sure. And Anthony Kane had the second, and Natalie Boone had the third biggest.
So Natalie gets to take part in this too then?
Yes.
And she caught a catfish?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about you? Did you go? Or did you have to stay on ground and work?
No, we, luckily our whole fire department, all of E-52, all of our guys plan it. It's something we enjoy doing every year. We go out and we probably put between all of us, I think there was around 300 lines in the water. We brought in, I think, 37 catfish. Every year we average 30 to 40 fish every year bringing in that night for the fish fry.
Well, it'd be hard for a catfish to swim through all that and not get caught, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Okay, we're drawing nigh the end of another Clay County Corner here this morning. It's been a pleasure having, James Allen Horn King.
Like
I think when you were in high school, I called you Allen, I guess, didn't I?
Yeah, there was about four or five guys in my class named James. So I went by my middle name.
So that had to distinguish you. Was that the only way you were distinguished from them?
Yep.
Best I remember, it really wasn't. But we'll let you get away with that. He has, like I said, he's been with the fire department for a long, long time. Did you start working with that maybe when you were in high school or just a
no,
little
No, I was on the department in Overton County in probably around 2000 when I started the department in Overton County, and then we formed E-52 in 2002.
So you've been in the business pretty good while.
A little while, yeah.
And you're now in charge of the one out there?
Yes,
and
sir.
I know it's one of the more active volunteer fire departments. Well, actually, all of our volunteer fire departments are pretty active in their fundraising and letting people know the services they provide. And it's a great service you guys do.
Yeah, I'd have to say thanks to all everybody in the county that volunteer their time. I'd have to say thanks to them.
Okay, now we need to. I'm going to let you draw the name out here that's going to win this case. So pick out one of them right there. All right, let's see who we got here. Number three, Barry W. Fox has won today's birthday cake. Now, verify that for me.
That's number three.
All right, number three, Jerry Fox has won the cake for today. And, Jerry, you will need to go by the Clay Chamber building sometime this afternoon or pretty soon and pick up your certificate and take it out to the Dairy Queen and get your cake. And also now I want to remind folks we still got some certificates out there, and you need to go by and pick those up and go out by the Dairy Queen and pick up your cake. But as I said a moment ago, we are drawing close to the end of today's show. It was a pleasure having Mayor Reagan here with us to catch us up to date to some of the things going on here in the county. And I know they've got a bunch of stuff coming up, and it is about budget time again. And okay, but speaking of budget, let's jump on something. Do you guys do a budget every year? And
yeah, we have to do a budget and turn it into the state every year.
Okay, I thought you did. Basically, everyone that has any type of public funding, which you do receive a little, I'm sure. You are accountable, aren't you?
Yeah, we're accountable for it. We have to do a yearly report to the state of Tennessee, also to the comptroller's office down there, and we also have to turn one in the county every year too.
That's great news for everyone to know, isn't it?
Yes, it's public record.
That their money is going where it's supposed to, and it's being used as it should be used.
Correct.
Okay, I guess we'll take this opportunity to thank everyone that's listened in this morning and remind you that we'll be back here again next week on WVFB here on your radio dial at 101.5 Kicks Country. And I know the corporate manager didn't make it in this morning. I think he is out putting a new generator in somewhere or another, one of the towers out in the boonies somewhere or another. And we hope the heat, he doesn't succumb to the heat and not being used to being out in it. And he'll be back with us again next week to kind of help direct things at the traffic here in the courthouse. But I guess with that said, we'll sign off for today, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week at the same time, same place, here at the Clay County Corner. Good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.